Today in Haiti, a trial opened for police and prison officials charged in connection to the killing of prisoners in Lekai in the days following the 2010 earthquake. On January 19th, 1 week after the massive earthquake, at least a dozen inmates were killed in what officials at the time called a prison break. But eyewitnesses described police firing on unarmed inmates, and an independent commission found, quote, grave violations of human rights in the incident. The case brings into focus police accountability, prison conditions, and ongoing abuses of the judicial system in Haiti. For more, we're joined by Brian Concanon, director at the Institute for Justice and Democracy in Haiti. Welcome to FSRN.
Thanks for having me. It's good to be with you.
First, let's look at the prisoners themselves. Three-quarters of those at the jail were pre-trial detainees, some accused of things as minor as loitering or stealing cell phones. Who were the prisoners at the Lekai facility on January 19th?
Well, I don't know exactly who was in the Lekai facility, but if you look in generally in Haiti, the common denominator of people in prisons is that they're poor. It's not that they're criminals. As you mentioned, 75% to 80% of prisoners in Haiti have never been convicted of anything. But the people who have money, and that includes the successful criminals, can usually get out. And it's really the poor people who are left there because they can't pay bribes and they can't get lawyers.
Now, more than a year and a half later, an accounting of the dead, including how many, is still not settled. Is this a question of evidence or record keeping? And how indicative is this of the prison system in Haiti overall?
I think it's indicative of a cover-up. The massacre happened in January of 2010, and the first news reports did not come out until May of 2010, and it was only because the New York Times broke the story that the UN and the Haitian government started doing serious investigations. And that gave 3 months for the perpetrators of the crime to cover it up, which is unfortunately consistent with Haitian history, both in terms of police abuse in general, but specifically with respect to prison massacres. There have been a whole series of prison massacres, and over again, there is not an effective investigation, and a lot of the evidence is destroyed in the cover-up.
And I imagine that could have effect on the outcome of this trial or the process of a trial where evidence is hard to come by.
In this trial, there is, as the reports that did come out show, there is substantial eyewitness evidence of criminal behavior, including executions of prisoners. So a lot of the charges, I think, can be done based on eyewitness testimony if it's a fair trial and if the witnesses feel that they can safely come forward with what they saw and what they heard. But some things will never be known. For instance, it will never be known how many people died because a lot of that evidence has been destroyed by the passage of time and the cover-up, including dumping people in unmarked graves.
During the incident, it's not just Haitian police that were present, but there was also a UN force as well. Inmates said that they feared for their safety because of aftershocks after the earthquake. What is the role of the UN force in this incident?
While the massacre was happening, UN troops encircled the prison and therefore kept people from escaping and provided tear gas and other support to the Haitian police. And many Haitian human rights activists have likened that to the Sabra and Shatila massacre in Lebanon in 1982, where Israeli forces surrounded a camp and allowed Lebanese militias to go in and massacre people. And I think it is important for the UN's role in this, both in terms of aiding and abetting the massacre, but also aiding and abetting the cover-up, because the UN also made no public statements for 4 months after the massacre. I think all those should be investigated as part of a thorough investigation.
In this trial, the defendants face charges that range from murder, attempted murder, aiding and abetting escape, arson. How significant for the jail system in Haiti is it that police and officials are facing charges like this?
I think it's significant for the justice system in general, not just the police system, and for Haitian society. I mean, one of the reasons why Haiti's in perpetual political turmoil is that there is no accountability for violence by state actors, and this is an opportunity for the government and the justice system to do a new departure, to say, yes, there are problems within our system, we're going to resolve it through an effective trial that's fair to both victims and the accused alike. And it's an opportunity to really take a step forward, which will have a concrete impact on the prison, and that it will make the police and prison officials on notice that they can be account for illegal acts in the prisons. It will give the prisoners some solace that there is a sense of accountability for things that happen to them, and confidence that the justice system will protect their rights.
Brian Concannon is director at the Institute for Justice and Democracy in Haiti. Brian Concannon, thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you for covering this issue.
And in other news from Haiti, a report from the Center for Economic and Policy Research says that the Organization of American States intervened in Haiti's elections in 2010 by casting doubt on the first round of votes, despite having no statistical evidence to do so. As a result, vote tally sheets were thrown out and the candidate Jude Celestine was relegated to third place, while Michel Martelly advanced to second. Martelly went on to win the presidency.